I'm sure Jada would be rolling if Chris was like, Jonah Hill, you fat. Ah! And everybody be like, oh, yum, 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 yum. So to get mad at a comedian for saying something shows a lack of maturity, shows a lack of really fortitude. And it was because of his wife who looked at him, because Will Smith laughs. Yeah. Because guess what? It's G.I. Jane 2, a movie from the 90s. It's a movie from the 90s. But apparently, Jada wasn't having it. So she looks at her husband, who she has dragged through the mud, who she has publicly embarrassed time after time, dragging him on shows, telling him, yeah, I cheated on you. Forcing him to say, yeah, we have an open marriage. Yeah, we're this. Yeah, we're that. So, did I miss the part where Will went around John Wick style and beat up every man that slept with his wife? Because that's what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about a man that is so upset at a joke that he must stand up, walk onto the stage, and give a pretty weak slap to Chris Rock. He pulls that open slap. Let's be real. Because if he was truly offended, and Will Smith, what is Smith? 6'2", 6'3"? He's a big dude. What is Chris Rock? Maybe 5'10"? If you look at the actual, before he hits him, Smith is a towering man over him. And remember, he did train for the Ali film. Sure, one straight right knocks him out and we're done. If he's truly offended at what was said. But don't we, isn't part of the pitch that you're supposed to tune in to these things? Oh, yeah. The Smiths have had an open marriage for years. And here's the thing. Everybody in Hollywood knows it. Everybody in Hollywood knows it. Most of the men are not very happy with the way that Jada Pinkett has dragged her husband. And he's been, you know, just smile and just, oh, you know, whatever. We've never had cheated on each other. And he's just been very, very docile in this. Which is why I'm asking, did I miss the part where there's like a secret Will Smith who at night just finds the men that have had relations with his wife and just brutally beats them to a pulp? I don't know if that's the case. And now, am I saying that if your wife, and believe me, my beautiful Mexican-American wife, if somebody said something, my wife would glare at me and be like, you need to do something right now. Here's what I would have done. Because here's the thing, guys. I carry a firearm. I can't go around punching people if they hurt my fifis. That's just the as a man who carries a firearm, I cannot go around and punch a man because he said something offensive. I just can't. And here's why I said Smith is a towering figure. He's a towering figure over Rock. So you know how you handle that situation? You defend your wife's honor. I said a little bit with Mike during crosstalk. You walk up, because Rock already knows he's in trouble if the guy in the front row who's nominated for, who's going to win the Oscar for Best Male for the first time his whole life, gets up and walks straight up to the stage. By the way, who's doing security? The Capitol Police? Stealing that joke, Jesse Kelly. walks up on stage. He's probably 6'2". You know what he does? Here's what he does. He walks up. And he says, you get real close. You violate Rock's personal space. You come chest to chest with him. And here's what you do. This is the Italian mafioso way of doing things. Hey, what's up, Will? Hey, Chris, what's going on, man? Yeah, great job. I know you got to do the best documentary. And while he's doing this, you mess around with the suit, right? You make sure it looks nice. Hey, Chris, man, you're doing a great job. Great job so far. Yeah, I know you got to do the best documentary. I know these jokes aren't very funny. And hey, man, let me ask you something. Let me ask. And you dead eye him. Let me ask you something, Chris. And you make sure that the mic can pick this up. Hey, Chris, let me ask you something. You know my wife's got alopecia, right? You know my wife's got alopecia? And then Chris Rock's got to be either like yes or no. Either way, it doesn't matter to you. You know she's got alopecia, right? Yeah, I do. So why I gotta make that? I know you gotta make that joke, but come on, man. That's not cool. Don't do that to my wife. And then you grab, because once again, you have the size advantage. You put your arm right around his shoulder. You squeeze him tight. And then you point to your wife and you say, apologize to my wife. Apologize. What's Rock going to say? No. He's going to say, oh, Jade, I'm sorry, girl. You know, you're beautiful. And then I didn't know. I'm an idiot. Blah, blah, blah. You embarrass the crap out of Chris Rock for saying it. And you don't have to hit him. You don't gotta do some weak little halfy slappy thing. Although the follow through is excellent, by the way. The follow through was excellent. You just say, hey man, apologize. Apologize to my wife. You make him gravel. Grovel, not gravel, because that's like, you make him grovel in front of your wife on national TV. That's how you do it. You don't got to hit him. In fact, bending Chris Rock to your will without having to punch him gives you such an air of authority and masculinity. You gonna apologize to my wife, right? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, Jada. Blah, 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 blah. And then you just squeeze him and you go, hey, man, we're all having a good time, right? We're all having a great time. And then everybody claps. Chris Rock can go on and do his thing. And you maintain your gentlemanly aspect. You are an OG if you do that. You are an OG. You've kept your respect. Because once again, I look at physical violence totally different because I carry a firearm. Physical violence is only used in the physical defense of one's family. Not because somebody made a 1990s movie joke. Which means it's probably scripted. hey, Ron. I think he would have just done the discus toss if it was Kevin Hart. We're talking about him. Actually, no, you don't want to mess with Kevin Hart because Kevin Hart rolls deep with The Rock, right? He rolls deep with The Rock, and then that's all kinds of blood feuds. Who's going to step up and defend Chris Rock? Who's going to do that? Adam Sandler? anyway.
If it was The Rock that delivered the joke, Will would have stayed in his seat.
Oh, yeah. He would have been like, Jade would be like, go punch him. Nope.
Oh, no way. I ain't doing
that. Oh, honey, it's a joke, baby. Don't worry about it. It's okay. And that's a great point you make, Justin. That's a great point you make. If anybody, it looks like it was set up because Rock kind of leans in and then he braces for contact and then... I understand Rock was stunned. Chris Rock was stunned. It didn't, you know what I mean? But if somebody slapped, and by the way, I have been slapped before, not by another man, which I know is not a shock to any of you people here in the Parabrief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Somebody hits me, I'm not just going to be like, I'm going to be like, bro, what? But then again, we're talking about lib people, so I'm not really worried about that. It also needs to be pointed out that nobody watches the Oscars. We were all tucked asleep. We were all safely tucked in our beds when this took place. All safely tucked neatly in our beds. And then you got Will losing it. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. And he's cursing on air. Keep my wife's name out your mouth. And everybody's like, bro. So apparently your marriage, the only thing that's not open in your marriage is jokes. Right? The only thing that's not open in your marriage is jokes. Now, I'm saying, I already gave you the walkthrough of how to defend your wife's honor without having to resort to violence. Because violence is something, violence is not something you want to be in the practice of trying to get into every single day. Right? You should not want to result. Right, Gary? Gary, nobody knew the Oscars were this weekend until Will Smith decided to punk smack Chris Rock, which is something to be noted of. But, you know, you have Jada Pinkett Smith out there, and everybody act like alopecia is some kind of like, I've been bald for 10 years.
Yeah, but it's a woman. And it's all this other kind of stuff.
I don't know. Let's see what she has to say about it. Jada, what do you think about it?
Always had to do my hair in ways that didn't feel natural to me because I'm trying to play the game. So if I'm doing a cover, everybody, no, we want your hair straight and flowy. And it's like, all right, cool, but that's not really like what my hair likes to do. So I had to learn to get the courage to just go, nah, I'm not doing that. Which is why I feel the freedom today. I don't give two craps what people feel about this bald head of mine, because guess what? I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did she just say she love it? It's freedom? Oh, no, Will, you go smack that man.